our dear Heavenly Father. Oh, with our heart lifted up this morning, grace that already you have showered upon us, O God. Oh, that you have opened a new day, a new week, Lord, unto us. And Lord, how we have been quickened to go to no other place, but to come to your house. Oh, to begin the week, O God, right from your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We can look back all the things that you've done for us the week that has just passed. But we cannot count our blessings. We only say that, Lord, blessed be thy name, that we have another opportunity for another week, O God. And here we are in your presence this morning. Oh, Lord, we've come, O God, with all reverence, oh, with all obedience. We know that, Lord, you have something for us. And, oh, Lord, we want to commit all into your hands now, from the Sunday schools here and our children, and even, Lord, the songs, the praises, the worship that will follow, and the word that you have for us, God, this week. And beyond, Lord, we surrender all to you now. We ask for your blessings, Lord, upon our Sunday schools. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated for a while. Let's go to this prelude, and so that all the time I want us to be connected to our studies. Amen. Sometimes someone comes in, and at least we need that connection. So we are thankful we are back to our studies on the seven church ages. And let's watch how the prophet William Branham taught this great subject. See, the pattern had been the same in teaching all the seven church ages, verse by verse from the book of Revelation. He picked it verse by verse. Amen. So the pattern follows in all the seven church ages. And so in every church age, as we've already heard, we see Christ identifying himself to the church through the messenger. That's why I said, unto the messenger or unto the angel of this church, write. See, then he introduces or he identifies himself to that church. That is why, my brethren, if you are not able to identify the messenger of your age and the message that he brought, my brother, sure, you miss the mark. Because he identifies himself to the church through this messenger. Amen. And then after that, as we all know, he praises the church of their good things, their labor of love that they have shown towards his name. He praises them for that. And then he comes to diagnosing. He diagnoses their weaknesses, their shortcomings, their sicknesses, of course. And then he shows them the way to go back from where they have fallen. Amen. So that they will repent. And then there's one thing. He's a good God. For the church to be able to overcome those sicknesses, those weaknesses, he actually reveals to them what had actually hit them. So that's what we have come to this morning. What actually hit the church of Ephesus? So that what, if you know your enemy, then you can know how to what to overcome. Then after he shows what actually has hit you, then he said, if you are able to overcome, I have a reward for you. So Lord willing, maybe next week we'll close it with what? The reward. But today, what actually hit the church of Ephesus? Amen. Today there is no this thing here, so I'll be standing at the corner here. I think there is a cornerstone here, so I will stand at the corner here. Amen. Amen. And so, let's see, as I said, why is it okay? No. Go back. Okay, yeah. The topic is, so what actually hit them? Let's see. Why my, this thing is not working? I want it to be working because, please. So, before then, give us the next slide. So, we have what's actually hidden? The deeds of the Nicolaitans. The deeds of the Nicolaitans. So, let's read our scripture. Let's stand down and read our scripture. The next slide. Revelation 2:6. This thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also I hate. Lord, bless the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet, yes, we know that everything that happened in all the church ages, it is here with us today also. So bless your word in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Working now. So there was something he said, but this thou hast. You have it, is in the church. And thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Now, the prophet says something here. He said the Ephesian church could not bear the evil ones. They thus had to put them out, or it would not make sense to say they could not bear them. If they did not put them out, then they were bearing them. Now in it, it says that they hated their deeds. So now the thing is, there was something in the church. They hated it. But yet, they allowed it to remain. Is there any scripture that connects to that? But meanwhile, let's see, because we are going to get a scripture that connects to it. You know, in Matthew 13, I think from 24 or 25, it talks about the good man that went and sowed what? A good seed. Amen. He sowed good seed, all right. Then he said, it was nighttime, everyone had gone to sleep. Someone came, who's the enemy, and sowed what? Tares among them. And so when now the blade starts to shoot up, the workmen, they saw that there were two types of what leaves. So they asked the master, "Master, but you sowed good seed, but we've seen that there are what tares also coming up of them." The master said, "What? Leave them. Let them grow together. Let them grow together. And at the time, the harvest time, then we will see who will go home and who will go into the fire." Amen. Amen. And so, Ephesian church, Apostle Paul saw a good seed. You get it? Amen. You see that at times the scripture, he sowed good seed according to what the apostolic word teaches and everything. And after 3 years, as the prophet said, you know, Apostle Paul wasn't someone commissioned to stay at one place. And so he called Timothy to come and take over So after Timothy, then we can connect what the scripture. The enemy came in to sow the seed. You get where we are now? Amen. Amen. Oh, this is my my slides. I'll push it up a little sometime. So here is that this Nicolaitan group remained a part of the first age doing their deeds, and the deeds were hated, but the people were not rendered impotent. Thus, we see the seeds in the epistles that will continue on and will become a doctrine that will go right up to and into the lake of fire. See. What are these Nicolaitans? The word comes from two Greek words. Nikao, which means to conquer, and Laos, which means laity. I just did this thing to clear something here. You know, we have a precious sister here by the name Nicoletta. So please, let's just connect these Nicolaitans to her. But let's see why it is so. Praise the Lord. So I took the pain to just explain it. You see, Nicoletta means victory of the people. It derives from also the same Greek word, Nikolaos. And this name, Nicoletta, it is Italian feminine name. Nicoletta. Mm-hmm. Amen. See. So, and the actual meaning is that it comes from two Greek words, Nike, which means victory, and Laos, which means people. And so, in short, you see that it has the good part,
that's right,
and it has the bad part. Amen. So, she has chosen what? The good part of that name.
Amen.
Nicoletta. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go on now. Is that in plain fact, somebody was doing something in that early church which was conquering the laity. That's the meaning. Conquering the laity. If the laity were being conquered, then it must have been some authority that was doing it. Oh, okay, I brought it here. Yes, Nicoletta means the victory of the people, derived from the Greek name Nikolaos. It is an Italian feminine name combining the Greek words Nike, victory, and Laos, people. Amen. Amen. So now, what was it that God hated that was happening in that church? What was going on then and is now going on today? What was going on then and is now going on today? The word Nicolaitan means the people were being subjected somehow in a way that was absolutely contrary to the word of God. Amen. Now, to get the real meaning of what we are about to go into, I must caution you to ever keep in mind that religion, as spiritual matters, if you like that way, is composed of two parts that are intertwined but are as opposite as black and white. So the church is composed of what? Two. Mm. Religion and the spiritual world are made up of those two trees. You see, now, the prophet is taking us to the beginning. Amen. So the whole thing started right from the beginning. Those two. Which had their roots in Eden. Both the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil stood in the midst of the garden, and no doubt their very branches intertwined each other. Thus, in Ephesian church, is the same, and is something like what? A paradox. Amen. We come to church, I sit with my brother. We are intertwined. But maybe he's good, I'm bad. Praise the Lord. He's the good one, I'm the bad one. Praise the Lord. So there are two. But the whole thing is that, brethren, listen. It's just like anytime Job and his children, they meet. Who is there? Satan also comes and sit there. But because of what? The power of the Lord upon the family, Satan is made impotent all the time. That's what it is. He's here. That's what the prophet said. Look, you cannot stop the bird flying over your seed field, but you can what? Prevent it from what? Landing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ships go to the harbor and they have to be anchored. I think we've done it before. Yes. Throw your rope. Then the rope. You see, the breeze is a type of what? The devil. He will come to the port. But if you have not what? Thrown your what? Faith to the cliffs for it to be held, for you to stand still at the harbor, then the breeze carries you back to what? Yeah. To the wild seas. Amen. So he's here, but we have made him impotent. Right. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the church is made up of God, a good and what? Bad. Two vines make the church. We cannot help it. Because he said the thing that started from Ephesus will go through all the church ages to the end, whereby now, the two, we know which way to go. The good ones will go to my barn, and the tares will go to what? To fire. They are like wheat and tares growing up side by side. But one is the true and the other is the false. Now, God will speak to each. He said, now God will speak to what? God will speak to each and he will talk about each one. He will call them the church. Amen.
Amen.
And let's continue saying this here. And only the elect will not be deceived. So if you are elect, you all what he comes here, he's impotent. Praise the Lord. Then he quoted Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise what false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall what? Deceive the very elect. But the elect will never be deceived. Amen. So, way back there in the early church, it was a very short period after Pentecost. Ephesus, it was a very short period. The false vine got to intertwine itself around the true vine, and we find the deeds of the Nicolaitans and that of And that spirit is going to be found fighting the true vine until it destroys, it is destroyed by God. Amen. All right, now, what was the spiritual climate of that church? It had left its first love. So there is always a climate over every church. Mm. Amen. Is it cold or hot? Uh-huh. When we come to Laodicea, two spirits still here, cold and hot. Amen. So, it had left its first love. Leaving the first love of the Word of God, leaving the first love of the Word of God was revealed to us as having fallen from its origin, which was Pentecost. My brother, let us always look back. He said, let us go to the beginning. Mm. Amen. Let's go back to the beginning. Because God will never change the pattern. Mm. The pattern remains to be the same. If they baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, it's got to be the same. Right. It is this Nicolaitan spirit, as we go on these studies, it is through this spirit that brought in a lot of things. That, let us do it this way. It's the same thing. My brother, my sister, it's not the same thing. No. Then the prophet said, in plain English, that means that this church was in danger of being taken away from the leading of the Holy Spirit, the control of the Spirit. This was exactly what took place after Moses led Israel out of Egypt. The same thing also happened. Amen. You know, every revival, as the prophet said, it calls what? Twins. When they left Egypt, what happened? Another group joined. A mixed multitude. That's right. And look at the way how they caused the children of God. So you see the two always moving. The prophet said, the word of God was to lead them by the cloud of fire, prophetic utterances, miracles and signs, and God-given wonders. This was to be accomplished by God selected. Now we are coming to something. God selected and God ordained and God equipped and God sent men, with the whole camp being dominated by the Holy Ghost move. That's the way how Christ has composed his church. Amen. Amen. True men that he will call. And what happened in the wilderness? He said, they rebelled and wanted to set want a set of rules and creeds to go by. Then they wanted a king. Then they wanted to be exactly like the world. Mm-hmm. And went into complete apostasy and oblivion. That's exactly how the first church age started. And it will get worse and worse until the Holy Spirit is completely rejected and God must destroy the people. See how it started out in the early church. It was a deed. It was called deeds. Then it became a doctrine. And it became a standard. And it became an unbending way. So anything that is introduced into the church, which is not according to the word of God, let us put it somewhere. Because gradually, it will become a deed, and then later becomes a doctrine for the church. And then later, that's the standard that we need to follow. That one, it comes with what? Some kind of force. Mm. It's a standard. That's our standard. We don't change it. That's our standard. And then it comes to what? That unbending way. There's no way how to what? To bring it down. Amen. So anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. I quite remember last time when I was preaching it, I was talking about how some Pentecostal churches in Italy, they formed football teams, and two churches met, and there was a big blues. Because one team thought that they have got a penalty, and the referee didn't end it. Big blues. And then when the police came in, the pastors, they vanished. My brother and sister, no. Yes, our youth had to go for recreation, everything, but not this kind of competition. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, it started so small, you see. The deeds, it started so small, so quietly, so unoffensively. It will not offend anyone. The beginning, it looks as if it will offend. Oh, my brother. It looks so good. It seems so sound. Yeah. Then it caught a hold, and like a python, it squeezed out the very breath and killed all the spirituality there was in the church. See it? It is like an angel of light until it gets a hold of you. See? Now, I want to say this. Look at the time. Now I want to say that I believe in leadership. But it is not the leadership of men I believe in. Mm-hmm. The prophet talking here. I believe in leadership of the Holy Ghost coming through what? The Word. I believe also that God has sent men in the church, men who are gifted by the Spirit, and they will keep the church in order. I believe that. Amen. I believe also that the church is ruled over by men that God sends to take charge. Amen. Amen. We are thankful that we have a pastor here who is leading us according to what? Amen. According to the Word. The Amen. Power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But that rule is by the Word. So that it is not men really ruling, but the Spirit of God. For the Word and the Spirit are one. Amen. Let's go on quickly. But see, what was happening back there, that false vine was getting a hold, and it was teaching that rulership by man was right. They simply took authority and vested all the spiritual power in their own hands. They now giving what? Powers to what? Men to dictate. See, and came out with what? A holy priesthood standing between God and the people. They went right back to the old Aaronic system. You know, back there, it is what? It's Aaron that goes in with all your mistakes to plead on your behalf. You know that? With a breastplate, 12 stones, representing what? The 12 tribes. Then he goes into the holiest of holies to what? To intervene or to intercede for the people. So that's the way now this Nicolaitan spirit brought in. Amen. And so you had to pass through someone before you can meet, you can get to God. He will go to God for you. Huh? Even, you see, we see the communion. They give only the bread and he drinks the wine. Amen. And you see, they have a box with some small curtains. So I will come. Brother David is the pastor inside, the priest. Yesterday I went to the pub and I just messed myself. Then you have to pay something. Then he will what? Go and intercede for you. No, sir, my brother. If you've done something wrong, go to him. Amen. If against a brother, go to the brother.
That's right.
Against a sister, go to the sister.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If it's something spiritual, something that you need help, you go to your pastor. Praise God. That's the way to go. But that you don't even, the Bible don't read. I will read it for you. No, sir. It's not done. Our time is up. Praise the Lord. So let's stop it here. As you see, the youth are trooping in. That means we have eaten our time. So we thank the Lord. And next week, if the Lord willing, where we came to, we will just finish a small portion of it, and then we take the reward if you are able to overcome. So all these things, Christ revealed to them that this is what has hit you people. So and now you know who he is and how he does his work. So now you can take that and be able to overcome.
Amen.
And when you do that, there is a reward for you.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. As you are taking us through, Lord, these studies, yes, Lord, we still need, Lord, your help, God, the Holy Spirit to help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, we have our own shortcomings, Lord. Father, we need that Holy Spirit always to encourage us, Lord, to help us to be able to overcome, Lord. That's what we plead, oh God, and we thank you. The Lord, this morning as we have come sitting at your feet, Lord Jesus, oh, we surrender all to you. As Lord Jesus now, looking back all the things that you've done for us, we want to worship you. We want to praise you. We want to give all the glory to you. Oh, with our hearts, oh, through our lips, Lord. Father, accept our worship this morning and prepare us, oh God, for the word that, Lord, you have for us this morning. As we commit to your servant also, waiting, oh Lord, yes, use him mightily this morning. Oh, we want to see you through him, oh God. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God richly bless you.